Simon & Schuster Audio presents Death Dance, a novel by Linda Fairstein, read by Blair Brown.
You think we've got a case?
Mercer Wallace asked me. The answer's inside that cardboard box you're holding, I said, opening the glass panel door of his lieutenant's office in the special victims squad. I placed my hand on the shoulder of the young woman who was slumped over a desk, napping while she waited for my arrival. She lifted her head from her crossed arms and flicked her long auburn hair out of her eyes. I'm Alex Cooper, Manhattan DA's office. Are you Jean?
Yes, Jean Eakin.
Has Detective Wallace explained what we need?
You're the prosecutor running the investigation, he told me. I've got to go through the details with you again and then make a phone call that you're going to script for me. Is Kara still here? Jean asked.
She's in another office down the hall, Mercer said. It's better we keep you separated until this is done. Then we'll take you over to the hotel and let you get some rest. I had been the assistant district attorney in charge of the sex crimes prosecution unit for more than a decade, and Mercer had called me into the case to speed the arrest process. Mercer told me that the 24-year-old Canadian graduate student had met the suspect at a conference on adolescent psychology at the University of Toronto, which she attended with her friend Kara McDevitt 4 months earlier. Jean stifled a yawn as I asked the first question. When you met Salim back in January, how much time did you spend with him?
I sat next to him at a couple of lectures.
We made small talk during the breaks.
He told us he was from Turkey, lived in Manhattan, and that he was a doctor.